Hello everyone, Sanemian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sanemian, I'm the guy that was threatened with arrest for lodging a regulatory complaint against a female health professional. The lawsuit is finally settled. The settlement can't even pay off my legal fees. My message is that ever since arriving to Canada, I've been stuck in economic quagmires. I can't find a good job and the police get lenient treatment for violating the rights of men. The courts view the rights of men as a few hundred dollars in value. I regret moving to Canada, or at the least not saving up enough money to eventually leave. Do not come to Canada if you're already established in your own home country. Feminism will ruin your life. Unquote. Well, Mr. Anonymous, sorry to hear that you won your case and still lost financially as a result. You filed a complaint against a female health practitioner's regulatory body, and then she filed a police report for criminal harassment to punish you for doing so. Complaining about a woman in Toronto is now considered criminal harassment, it seems. But I was more interested in something else you mentioned, which I'll now read, and I quote. At work, an email which was supposed to be in response for a supervisor, but due to a glitch got sent to everyone in the entire company, a public sector organization. The supervisor emailed me and asked me who were the staff next to me not doing their jobs. I responded that I wasn't sure who it was, but I think it was Jane Doe. A glitch in the system sent the email to everyone in the company. The staff member who was named began to accuse me of workplace bullying and harassment too. I left my workstation and moved to another room. She followed me there. When she left, she started to complain to the supervisor, and the next day I was canned. No union, no inquiry, no hearings. Just a phone call telling me not to come back nor to contact anyone in the organization. A third party had to return my security cards and collected my stuff. Unquote. I found that way more disturbing. Do you really think it was nothing more than a glitch? Or is it possible that the supervisor CC'd everyone to get you fired? That it was an oxymoronic intentional glitch? We seriously have a problem as a society when you try and help as an employee to make your office more productive. And yet you're the one that's punished for doing so. It's the woman's word against yours in feminist Canada. And it's guilty until you prove yourself innocent, which is something you did when you proved in court that you were against a police officer. The white knighting has gone off the charts in this country. Eventually, the immigrants will no longer want to come here. Right now, Canada gets about 1 million of them coming in each year. By comparison, the United States population grows by only 1.4 to 1.5 million each year. At some point, people in Canada are going to start to leave. I've just set up a VPN for the first time since Bill C-11 was set up by the government, and I'm ready to leave for Belgrade if the government puts out another censorship bill. I never saw use for VPNs before, and now I can think of two. One so that I can sail the high seas and get access to content without having companies send copyright notices to my ISP, which did happen. Now the second so I don't have to watch government propaganda on my YouTube feed if I use a VPN. For me, the third is setting my VPN up to Belgrade and setting my country of residence to Serbia on YouTube. That way it'll be harder to censor me. If the government realizes that I'm not in Belgrade, then I'll just leave until the conservative government comes in and changes the crazy laws. I'll discuss more of the kangaroo country that Canada's become in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com. And use my promo code SANEMIAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to Do the Right Thing and Get Punished as a Man in Canada Clown World Show. We all know where this is heading. The country is going to get a lot worse. The feminist cooch culture means that the less we interact with women in this country, the better. Mr. Anonymous, you're the reason more men are leaving mixed-sex work environments and going into the trades or more male-dominated fields. Because you can't exactly focus on your work when you're having to focus on bad female co-workers around you. Sweden is also known as the global superpower in feminism. In that country, the male and female workplaces are far more segregated than anywhere else. Canadian men are going to adapt the same way that men from Sweden did. Men thinking of immigrating to Canada are going to hear more horror stories like this. There's a guy out in Vancouver, or Honkouver as the locals call it, on account of all the Chinese people that live there, and he's having an impossible time making it as an IT professional. And he's suggesting to guys not to come there if they're planning on doing so. I'll try and put a link in the description to his video in the Not So Mystery link to show you just how bad it's getting. At some point, guys will realize that it is better to go to another Western country instead of Canada. Someplace like the United States or even Australia with regards to weather and a cheaper cost of living. Canada already has the biggest housing bubble in the world. Terrible weather, internet censorship now, and probably the first Western country to adopt a CBDC. It's also a major feminist center and you can get fired just for complaining about a woman, as Mr. Anonymous found out, and the cops take the side of the cooch, where your own managers fire you for complaining about incompetent workers. I also don't know what's worse, that the IT department and Mr. Anonymous's work is incompetent, or that they were competent and just decided to share your private emails with the entire workplace, and then I'm sure that the boss complained that you were just too disruptive to the office culture, so they had to walk you out the door. On the surface, Canada still looks like the beautiful and wonderful place that I grew up in. But the leaders are censorious soy boy simps, and to people on the outside, it looks a lot less dysfunctional than their own countries by comparison. But because they haven't lived here their entire lives, they aren't aware of what it was like 20 years ago. It's scary, but most immigrants don't care so long as it's better than where they came from. Mr. Anonymous also has a very immigrant-sounding minority name in the private comments he shared with me. So I'm surprised he wasn't treated with more inclusivity and propped up as some sort of sacred minority cow that needed to be worshipped. He's probably shocked at how corrupt the cops are, his boss was, and how corrupt women are attacking him for reporting their incompetence. That's the lesson here. Don't criticize women out in public or your place of work because there's a simp in a hockey jersey that'll simp for some beaver in a skirt. I think that's about all I got to say on that. Earlier I was mentioning that Canadian media censorship and using a VPN. My advice to guys listening from Canada is, you're probably not a YouTube partner, so changing your geographical location shouldn't be all that much of an issue. YouTube and Google will probably be forced to give the Canadian government your geographical location once they impose draconian algorithmic censorship measures. If you put yourself down as being in another country on YouTube and use a VPN to match where you say that you're from, then they'll probably move on and leave you alone for an easier target, especially if they have no way to prove you're not from the Republic of Who Gives a Fuck. I predict the Canadian government might start asking YouTube for user lists in which country the YouTube account is registered in, and what IP address it uses to access the accounts. My demonetized main channel, I could put myself being down in Belgrade, and it only matters if they're paying you, and hopefully that'll be enough for them to move on to an easier target and go after content creators someplace else. I think it boils down to cucks in Canadian government wanting to censor so the mainstream media survives in Canada. The government-funded feminist propaganda is dying and is on life support. But that government money is not enough for them, and they understand that eventually a conservative government will get voted in and will shut down their funding. So they have to think of alternatives. The current lefty liberal government not only wants to buy the media, but it wants the influence of the public, and probably believes that if they censor enough content and force crappy content down our throats, we will give up and accept it. But in the end, people will just ignore Canadian content because it sucks. Probably the same way they ignore online advertising these days. And if they don't watch content from Canada and America and everywhere else, and that might just mean they get bored of content entirely and do something else, like start to think about things. Now that'd be the worst outcome from the idiots that imposed Bill C-11. But in the end, people will just ignore Canadian content because it sucks. Probably the same way they ignore online advertising these days. Canadian content will just be something they sift through to get what they really want. In reality, most advertising doesn't work unless it's targeted specifically. That's why I've had sponsors since 2018, because those eyeballs turn into sales. But if you're a marketing manager for a big company, you have to spend your budget on ads, or they won't give you that budget going forward. For most companies, advertising is just branding. But even that's not necessary if you're the only one that sells that product at Costco or Walmart. Basically, what it comes down to is social proof. People want to feel good that the stuff that they're buying is being promoted in mainstream. That way they can trust the quality of it. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that men shouldn't come to Canada unless they want to get smashed by Justinian Trudeau. Wearing a strap-on. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, A red pill a day keeps the people that think that Canada is the land of milk and honey away. Instead, it's just the place where MILFs will take all your money away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.